Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about looking beyond the behaviour and actually looking into the lives of others to try and find the kindness or the compassion that we might be able to show. I guess it's true for all of us that there are reasons, drivers and motivations behind everything that we do, and that our actions are a complex combination of our beliefs, of our thoughts and our feelings and how these combine to drive us. But it's true that there is always a reason for why and how we act in particular ways. And I guess this can become a really, really interesting and useful thing to consider, particularly when people transgress against us, when people may not be particularly kind to us, when friction points arise, when things don't go our way or the way that we would hope that they would go. I guess it can be very useful to help find the reason in order to allow relationships to continue and not be ceased, allow people to actually grow together in those relationships and allow all of us to live in line with our values, particularly if we have values in relation to things like kindness and compassion. I must just put a proviso there that, attempting to find the reason behind all behavior isn't always appropriate. If you're dealing with someone who is repeatedly unkind or not nice, then obviously this is not necessarily applicable, and there might be some other strategies that are more useful and safer for you to reduce the potential damage. We don't want to be signing up for something again and again and again that may not actually change. There's a place and a time for kindness and compassion and a place for self-care and self-preservation. The other thing I would suggest that everyone consider is that when we try to go a step further and look beyond into what drove someone's behaviour, we're never looking for a way to excuse that particular behaviour. Unkindness is unkindness. When people do the wrong thing, it is the wrong thing. But this can be a way that we can all understand each other and ourselves a little bit better. So it's not necessarily about justifying or excusing any type of behaviour, but it's about understanding and allowing our responses to be more in line with our own values. And this becomes particularly important because if we value things like kindness and compassion, then we have to find ways of being able to live in line with those. And actually, this has a benefit for everyone in our world because our kindness and compassion can actually help inspire change in the people around us. It's unfortunately true, whenever we feel judged, we're not likely to actually seek or internalize any insight. And so therefore, we're unable to make things different. My proviso on this all the time is that it's really, really important to be able to take care of ourselves in this space and make sure that we are not putting the other person's needs ahead of our own. But, it does allow us the opportunity to find spaces where we can rise above being reactive and adding more hurt in situations and continue to live in line with our own values, hopefully allowing those relationships to grow and prosper, become stronger and kinder and nicer as a result of that. So, seek the place beyond this week with Mind Games.